Amazing grace, how sweet.
Good day, our dearly esteemed listeners. The program you are about to listen to is brought to you by the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ meets at number 15 Grace Street by Poloko Market, Okere Ogberi Koko Road, Okumagba Layout, Warri. Our topic in this series is titled Christian and Addiction. The preacher, Brother Adeoye Emmanuel, will take us through this message. Sit back and listen.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you for today. Thank you for a moment like this. Thank you for bringing us to your presence to learn at thy feet. Thank you for the listeners and their families. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray even as we go through your ways, that you allow your ways to have a dwelling place in our hearts. Bless the listeners and help us to continue to run this race in fear and trembling to the glory of your name. Forgive us all our shortcomings and attend to our prayers as we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcoming you to another exciting moment in his presence. We began our discussion by looking at the characteristics and the range of addiction. We talked about how Christians should expunge addictive life from their lives. And basically, we considered the concept of Christians and addiction. Our emphasis centers on the characteristics and the range of addiction. And we try to x-ray what are those characters as far as addiction is concerned. We say that addiction is a state of feeling pleasure whereby one becomes addicted. And we identify the fact that those ranges of which addiction become part and parcel of one's life is when there is a repetitive tendency. And such a thing tends to become addictive part of one's life. Today we shall be looking at the effects of addiction. When we talk about effects, we are looking at what is the implication of addiction to man. What is the implication as far as addictive life is concerned to human? Now, before we look at those effects, there is need for us to understand the model of addiction and what this model of addiction can bring to human. And this model of addiction ranges from the moral model to genetic model to cultural model to biological or disease model to psychological model and also to social learning model. When we talk about the moral model is centered on the base on beliefs or judgment of what is right or wrong, acceptable or unacceptable. This judgment implies that addiction are the result of human weakness and care defect of character. Most of the time, we see that people sympathize with those who are addicts because it demonstrates a great moral failure in the place by giving themselves to such addictive behavior. Most of those who sympathize with them feel that the unsympathetic attitude or behavior towards addict is that addiction is perceived as being self-inflicted. That is, they brought this addictive behavior upon themselves. So it is believed that the moral concept is that those who are addicted today are the cause of the addiction which they find themselves. But the concern of what we are trying to look at is, how do we help such individual to come out of such addictive behavior? There are so many numerous involuntary components in the addictive process, even in those early stages to which one gets himself addicted. And when drugs is taken, it can be influenced by external factors such as peer pressure, price, availability at some point in time whereby drug is being misused. And such individuals become drug addicted. And there is always a compulsive, often overwhelming involuntary aspect to continue drug use and to relapse after a period of abstinence. This moral model is widely applied to dependency on illegal substances which are purely for social or political reasons, and it's now become therapeutic value. We can also pick the concept of the genetic model. And this genetic model centers on the fact that every species has a mechanism for transmitting character from one generation to the next. It means that the genetic aspect helps us to see that drug addiction can be transmitted from one generation to the other. This mechanism gives us a principle of genetics that each of us carry as a genetic code, and that we inherit from our parents and it is distinctively human code. That is why you see that when somebody becomes a drug addict, sometimes there is tendency for those who speculate on that aspect that it can be transmitted either from father to son as generation proceed. So we are trying to look at how does those genetic model affect drug addiction. It now tells us that the genetic mode consists of genetic predisposition to certain behavior, and basically it presents some evidence to give to us that not all addicted people is an inherited predisposition to become addicted. This means that they could become more easily or quickly addicted than other people, but it does not mean that all this predisposition will go on to develop addiction. Basically, it helps us to see that this addict can be traced to people who have no family history of addiction, and therefore such genetic life can also be X-ray to help us to understand the genetic factor that affects such individual. Similarly, we can also see the cultural model. The cultural model has to do with behavioral pattern, beliefs, and all other products that passes from one generation to another. And this cultural model recognizes that the influence of culture and environment are very strong, and they are strong determinants of whether or the individual fall prey to certain addiction. It is believed that people who become addicts and they are drug addicts, it could be as a result or product of the culture or the environment to which they had found themselves. So the environmental factor is a kind of determinant to what becomes of the individual, whether to become an addict or not to become an addicted individual. So society produces higher level of inner tension, such as guilt, stress, and suppresses aggression, conflict, and sexual tension, which may have high rate of heavy drinking and drug use to easily calm the tension. So you now see that gradually, such behavior may now begin to lead to addiction, and the person is unable to control such repetitive tendency. Same thing also with the biological aspect of it. The biological model helps us to see that there is always something we call the abnormality that causes them to become addicted. And that has to do with wrong assumption, whereby the individual begins to take those drugs in an abnormal way as a result of a means to solve his physical needs. This model at times is referred to a disease model, and this disease model holds that the addiction is a disease coming about as a result of either the impairment of neurochemical or behavioral process, meaning that the behavior of the person begins to change gradually from one state to the other, that tends to make the person to be influenced by such addictive behavior. And we can also see that the social learning model could also be another issue that tends to make one to become addicted. This social learning has to do with observational learning or modeling, which is a key part of the social learning model, whereby you see such individual become addicted by observation. He begins to observe what he observes in those who are older than him, who are his peer group, of those that he works with, and by the time he observes what they are doing, the person becomes influenced and becomes a drug addict. So this modeling then may result in the discovery of new behavioral patterns that the person was previously unfamiliar and feeling disinherited about trying because of either seeing and admire others. So as a result of his admiration, the person tends to imitate such, not considering implication. So the person begins to exhibit such behavior in such individual's life. So this modeling, however, will not lead one to automatically copying, but it tends to make one to observe what the other person is doing. And such a thing now brings about remembrance, and such learning model stresses that the person continue in such interrelational behavior, which tends to affect the person in the environment he finds himself. The effect has to do with those things that brings about dangers as far as addict is concerned. And when we talk about the effect here, we are talking about what effect does addiction has to do on us as Christians. Addiction affects people in different ways. Much depends on the individual and the circumstance and the substance or behavior to which one is addicted to. And when you look at it, you see that example of them are drug abuse, those who engage themselves in alcoholic addiction, and differing effect. And this affects the behavioral change that is seen in such individual. Sometimes it brings about behavioral change, physical deterioration, family stress, financial problem, career destruction, and increasing psychological disintegration. And sometimes this addiction ranges from one state to the other that tends to affect such individual. The addicted person, it has become part and parcel of him that they cannot do without it. And such a thing becomes harmful to such individual. Although some people are able to withdraw from that addictive behavior and they begin to withdraw gradually. And while trying to withdraw without help, most of them need guidance. Someone that will really guide them to help them to know how best to withdraw gradually to overcome such addictive behavior. And guidance has to do with helping the individual to understand himself and his physical environment. It's a means to which you guide the person and assist the person to understand his physical environment. So basically, psychological and physical withdrawal symptoms can be very disruptive, but the effect of withdrawal depends on the addiction. And it is easier to withdraw from things like maybe, let's say, substances like smoking, and to quit such a thing can be withdrawn systematically. And basically, you begin to see those signs bringing about what is called growing preoccupation, growing rigidity of life, whereby the person begins to focus on a particular drink and make it part and parcel of his or her life. And as a result of that, the person begins to lose control over such a thing. And just as we have seen here, we can begin to see that addiction affects both the victim and his family at large. And basically, when it affects the family can be destroyed by addictive behavior. But the family can also contribute to the condition. And sometimes in their effort to help such individual, the family members can make the addiction to become worse when trying to help the individual. And that is why if you must help the person, it must be in a systematic way at which the person begins to have that withdrawal syndrome. But once you are unable to help to apply that withdrawal syndrome, the family member may tend to make the situation to become worse and the person become addicted that he or she cannot overcome or pull himself out of such problem. So we can now begin to see that the person begins to see how best to reach society and begin to allow societal influence to gain access to his or her life. And it is well known that drug abuse such as crime often go together and causing pain to the victim and great detriment to the local communities and the whole nation at large. And you see that on the nation, the level of addiction of all types contributes to the further loss of money, millions of naira, by such individual, because the person has been making effort to abstain from such, but the abstinence is not really on the reality, and thereby begins to bring about decline in work efficiency, whereby the person cannot become productive in his or her place of work. You begin to see the level of productivity begin to dwindle and decline gradually and systematically. It brings about spiritual emptiness, that the person can no longer see anything called spiritual value in his or her life. It brings about broken bodies. It destroys relationship, for instance, between husband and wife, and even between father and even the entire family, both nuclear and extended. It tends to affect such relationship, and such relationship can also end up ruining such individual's career. So we now see that the effect can be so large that it can ruin the career of the person. It can even dull the brain of such individual. It can bring about deep feeling of grief, guilt, and all among the cause of addiction. These are the price to pay as far as when one becomes addicted. So once you are addicted to such a thing, these are the effects at which it brings upon one. The essence of this is to ensure that how do we overcome this emotional drain of treating them, which can easily be handled by those who are therapists that can help one to overcome such challenges of addictive behavior. So basically, you can begin to see that those effects are numerous. But the concern will now be, what effect does addiction has on individual? The first thing is that it has effect on the addict's physical life. The addict's physical life is negatively affected. He looks unkempt and sometimes vague and worried. He doesn't care about his life, and at times he's so carefree. The addict's social life relationship with others is affected to the extent of getting problem with the law, and it changes to less conventional style in his approach to issue. You now begin to see that the end result of the person is that he may end up getting problem with the law. And when the law take up with him, that is going to be his own price to pay for becoming an addict. And that thing is, it compromises the health. Addict health is jeopardized because of less time and money available to provide good quality of health service. Risks to mental health, which include depression, anxiety, suicide. He exhibits irresponsible behavior and sudden mood changes. It also affects his personality and it changes the individual entirely. It also brings about poor judgment, both in their personal and in his physical environment. So you begin to see that it compromises the health of the person and it causes the person to spend more as far as treating such individual is concerned, because the addict has affected his cell and all other organs of his body, which can also cause a lot of things. And we know that those who engage themselves in alcohol tend to have liver cirrhosis as an aftermath of it. And those who smoke end up having lung cancer and can also affect their other cells of the body. It can also bring about problem of employment. Many addicts lose their job due to inability to perform their role, and they may have stolen from the employer and have later their appearance and standard of personal hygiene depleted to an unacceptable level and have high level of absenteeism. They begin to absent themselves from work. They develop poor time management. They are always conscious of time so that they can go home. They now begin to have problems in their place of work, and at end, they can become unsafe to carry out their tasks. It can also bring about emotional trauma, whereby anxiety or extreme stress are common among addicts, who may live with constant fear, shame, self-hatred, intense anxiety and resentment, and at times guilt continue to increase, as the addict lifestyle is often inconstant with the personal value, belief, and spirituality. The person begins to experience boredom and pronounced fatigue and disappear or despair, which are inevitable as addiction progresses. So as the addictive life progresses, you begin to see the person developing all these symptoms. These symptoms may end up become a burden to such individual, and the person is unable to cope with himself. It can also bring about feeling of guilt, whereby the person begins to feel that guilt upon him. And when such guilt comes upon, the person begins to see whatever he does as something that he feels so remorse. And such remorse tends to be either to affect the family members or the community to which he had lived, and it tends to affect his relationship and job performance, which can end up dramatically downhill. It also has effect on the home. It can lead to breakage of family, backlisting, or bringing shame and insult to the entire family. So you now begin to see that the addict becomes a negative role model for younger ones in the family and lead to financial lack, and at the end it leads to poverty. So you now begin to see the effect in the home, whereby it begins to affect relationship between husband and wife, father and child, and also the entire nuclear and extended family as a result of the addiction which he has engaged himself in. And you see that the secrecy, financial consequence and behavior changes, which is associated with addiction, which may cause breakdown of many relationships and marriages. And that is why we see most people tend to quit the home, because they cannot cope with the addictive behavior of such individual. It can also affect friends and families, because when the friends can no longer bear it again, they may end up quitting the relationship and feel that, well, there is need for them to move forward in life. It also has effect on the society at large, whereby the person becomes a bad role model and for others to follow, and it can easily influence others by its negative behavior, which tends to become a potential liability because it depends on another people for sustenance and survival. And that is why the person now becomes a liability on the family and also become a menace to the society. And when they become a menace, then society is at threat. It can also lead to crime. We see that those who engage in drug addict tends to indulge themselves in crime. And one of the biggest consequences of addiction is the increase in crime level. And this is because of tolerance and dependency on expensive to fund, or often run into thousands of naira in a day, depending on the substance or activity addicted to. And the person begins to involve himself in so many crimes to make money, such as stealing, mugging, fraud, and a lot of financial implications that he has on such individual. And that is why we must be conscious, so that we will not engage ourselves in those addictive behavior. And you see that such a thing affects the society. And at the end of it, it brings about health service and court. At the end of it, it leads to insecurity. And the cost is, there are many to mention but few. So you see that these are the implications, and at times also it can also bring about financial concern. When we see financial concern, we see that this is the greatest area of concern, as it has an effect on the entire country finances. And the cost of policing, healthcare, court costs, benefit to anyone affected by the consequence of addict, and the loss of tax and national insurances generated from the lack of employment and cost of running helpline and support group is absolutely enormous and huge drain of the country account. So basically, you see that it has effect as far as the financial concern of the country is concerned. We have been able to see that drug addiction has its effects, and the effect are so many. Addicts do not realize the consequence of their action and the effect on themselves and family and society, to which it brings about shame and disrepute. And as a result of that, the effects are so numerous, both on themselves, both on the family and the society at large. And that is why you see that addicts probably feel that they are on top of the world. When you see those who engage themselves in cigarette smoking and they engage themselves in one addict substance or the other, whether chemical or non-chemical substance, they tend to feel on top of the world, and they feel that, yes, I'm on top of the world, so I can do whatever pleases me, irrespective of the amount they spend on the substance or activity addicted to. And unfortunately, the cost to keep the addiction going is usually paid for by some else, either directly or indirectly. So basically, it has effect on the society and also on one. And that is why we must be conscious of the consequence of our action, so that we will not engage ourselves in those addictive behavior. Rather, we subject ourselves to the Spirit of God and allow the Spirit of God to take charge of our life. And you see, the Bible mentioned that those who engage themselves in all this will not gain access to His kingdom. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. But Paul mentioned to the Galatians that we must allow the fruit of the Spirit to take charge of our lives. And that is the ultimate goal that God expects from us. My dear listeners, this message has come to us for us to begin to see the effect of addiction. Why don't we abstain ourselves from all this and do the needful, so that we can be called the sons of God, so that we can have a place in His kingdom when He shall come the second time? But we can only do this when we give ourselves to the water of baptism, when we are ready to submit ourselves so that we can become a new creature. Old things can be the past, and then new things can come to our life by submitting ourselves through the water of baptism to get a mass and be added into the church which He purchased with His own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and become part and parcel of His kingdom so that we can obtain that salvation. Let us make effort to do this so that we can do the needful and begin our journey with God, so that at the second coming, we will not be a castaway. Rather, we will become His sons and daughters that will be welcomed home into that kingdom which He has gone to prepare. Same time, same station, we shall consider the counseling approach as far as addiction is concerned. Let us make effort so that we can begin to expunge this concept out of our life. May the Lord bless this word in our heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the message. If you have any question and request, we would like to hear from you. Call or text 080-3737-0296. I repeat, 080-3737-0296. 070-3836-3253. I repeat that, 070-3836-3253. 080-3137-1948. I take that again, 080-3137-1948. Email cocgray@yahoo.com. Visit the church website, www.cocgray.com. Gray is G-R-E-Y. Worship with the Church of Christ at number 15 Gray Street by Poloko Market, Okere Ogbere Koko Road, Okumagba Layout, Warri, or the Church of Christ nearest you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amazing.